The fate of Washington anti-tax activist Tim Iman's latest initiative is now in the hands of the state Supreme Court. The justices of the High Court heard oral arguments Tuesday morning about the legality of voter-approved Initiative 1366. It would cut the state sales tax by one percentage point unless lawmakers put a constitutional amendment on the ballot to require a two-thirds vote in the legislature for future tax increases. Attorney Paul Lawrence asked the Washington Supreme Court to invalidate the initiative on behalf of challengers.
The initiative power gives the right of the people to enact laws. It does not give the people the right to invoke the amendment process to change the Washington Constitution. Does not give the people the right to enact laws that contain multiple subjects.
Washington State Deputy Solicitor General Callie Castillo defended the voters' will.
There's nothing in the Constitution that restricts the people from passing conditional legislation that may put pressure on the legislature to accomplish a specific act.
2 months ago, a Superior Court judge ruled the tax-limiting initiative violated several provisions of the state Constitution. The state Supreme Court typically takes 6 months to a year to decide whether to uphold or reverse lower court rulings.